Good afternoon. We'll enjoy a good amount of sunshine today as a small area of high pressure is in control of our weather. Slowly, a front will approach from the north and west. It's got very little moisture with it. No precipitation, but perhaps a few scattered clouds mixing with the sunshine today. Still, temperatures will reach into the lower 80s with summer-like humidity into the afternoon. Behind that front, the humidity levels will drop tonight, and with a clear sky, temperatures will be a bit lower, with readings mainly in the lower to mid-50s by sunrise. This will leave us with more sunshine for the day tomorrow, and it will still be warm with highs around 80, but the humidity will be much lower as a new area of high pressure builds in. As we get into the day on Thursday, a few more clouds and a little more humidity, but still very mild for this time of year with highs back into the lower 80s. The next front will head our way on Friday with increasing clouds and the chance of showers late in the day, still up to 80, but bigger changes lie behind that next front for the weekend. A northwesterly wind flow will develop during the morning on Saturday and last all day long, bringing in that cooler air. Temperatures will be some 10 degrees cooler on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds and that breeze, highs only around 70. Even cooler on Sunday with mostly sunny skies and continued breezy in the mid-60s, and more sunshine and autumn-like air on Monday as highs stay in the middle and upper 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a stationary front, along with the remnants of Tropical Storm Julia, will bring showers and thunderstorms with potentially heavy rain to portions of the southeast and southern mid-Atlantic region today. Rainfall amounts may exceed 2 inches for portions of northeastern North Carolina and southeastern Virginia, and this setup will change very little right on through the middle of the week. Flood watches have been issued. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Carl, located about 625 miles east-northeast of the Leeward Islands and moving toward the west-northwest at 17. This motion, at a slightly increased forward speed, is expected to continue through tomorrow. This will be followed by a northwestward turn after that. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 40 miles per hour, though with higher gusts. Little change in strength is expected today, but some strengthening is likely to begin tomorrow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 24 at Crested Butte, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, a shower possible in the lower 80s, Boston increasing sunshine near 80, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low 50, the record high 90 set in 1946, and the record low 30 in 1979. Sunrise this morning was at 6:41 a.m., sunset this evening 6:55 p.m., 12 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and still a bit humid today with highs in the lower 80s. Clear tonight with areas of fog, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today and still a bit humid with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the middle to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and a bit humid today with highs in the lower 80s. Clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, humid today with highs in the lower 80s. Clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, a bit humid today with highs in the lower 80s. Clear tonight, some fog developing with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, lower humidity near 80. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s Thursday. Increasing clouds with the chance of showers on Friday near 80. Breezy and much cooler Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds near 70. mostly sunny, breezy, and quite cool Sunday in the mid-60s and mid to upper 60s despite mostly sunny skies on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.